Hello.
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 Hello, bitch.
We're practicing our Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm mad at you, but I'm taking the high road.
Right, right.
Hello.
So my last one wasn't really on the high road.
Yeah.
But it is what I think Tamara said in the episode. I hope we didn't sound too much like Hannibal Lecter. Right. Because I don't think that's the goal.
Right.
That's just what ended up happening with Shannon.
But so, hello, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish,
Bravo's official podcast. So this week really ran the gamut of our programming cycles. We've got the premiere of The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Woo,
A great, shouldn't you say yeehaw?
Oh yeah, yeehaw!
Okay, perfect, perfect. A great episode of The OC, or The Real Housewives of Orange County. The Roni finale. No, it's not the Roni finale. It's the Roni reunion part one. Grace, our producer, mistook which episode we're talking about. And the Below Deck reunion. So lots of reunions, premieres, great episodes.
We were having a hard time deciding what to cover this week because there's so much good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we also got to talk to Brandi Redmond from The Real Housewives of Dallas to get all the tea on the new season.
You know, if you get mad at me, I'm sorry, but thank you for watching.
We also talked to Bobby from Below Deck Met.
And, you know, when Watch What Happens Live happened, I'm not the best at live TV. Let's be real here.
But let's start off with some news. We're back with a familiar voice, Jocelyn Vina, here again to report the latest breaking news.
Hi. Lots of exciting stuff on The Daily Dish this week. A little bit of sad news to start with. Stassi and Patrick have broken up again.
I heard about this, but I know nothing.
Right before they were supposed to go to Mexico together to celebrate their anniversary, he dumped her. Now she's in Mexico by herself, Carrie Bradshawing it up with her pal.
I love that she referenced it because it's such a perfect reference.
Hide the rose petals.
Exactly.
Also, in other dating news, Cynthia Bailey revealed to us exclusively this week she's back dating down in Atlanta. So
who?
She didn't say who, but
she's on
back
Tinder
on
now.
The scene.
Okay.
So watch out, guys. Cynthia Bailey's back.
Can I suggest to her not a bar or restaurant owner?
Right.
No, it's like a difficult business. She said so herself.
And just Peter, not that name.
Right.
No Peters, no bars.
Yeah.
No restaurants. But go to bars and restaurants on dates.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Flipping Out comes back this week, and Jeff Lewis is talking all about being a daddy and how it's changed him and his job and how he looks at his career very differently. So it'll be interesting to see how being a dad maybe softens him a little bit.
I know. I think I'm more excited to see how this changes or doesn't change his, like, controlling behavior.
Yeah.
Like, he really likes things in order. How's he going to deal with a baby?
I know. Babies are the last thing you can control.
Right.
We were in a meeting and we watched some of this season, so I got to see the whole, like, birth and everything, and it's epic. But I will say that, like, I can't imagine being the surrogate and then there's like 15 people in the room with me that
and
I
one
don't
of them
even
has a
know.
Camera.
yeah, it would be crazy.
Just labor is hard enough as it is, let alone,
I will say,
the camera in the room.
The sound she made, I will never unhear.
Yeah.
I was over at a friend's house. This is like an elementary.
We weren't sure where that was going to go.
Second grade. And she goes, do you want to see my birth video? Her parents kept it on VHS.
But she showed it to you?
Yes.
What a bonding experience.
Like, how weird is that? Like, looking back, at the time I was like, oh, okay. Now I'm like, what a weird kid.
Yeah. You guys keep in touch?
We're KIT, like Instagram friends, but that's it.
Okay. All
right. Well, just look for the day when she's like, it's my birthday, you guys. Here's my birth video.
Speaking of births, we got some exclusive chatting with Frederick about his baby that's going to be coming later this year. I spoke to Frederick on the phone right before the finale, Million Dollar Listing New York finale last week, and his surrogate is currently 6 months along. So,
oh my God, so soon.
Twins.
Twins!
A boy and a girl. Mila and Freddie Jr.
Oh, right, Mila. He's been talking about Mila
Mila's
for a long time.
Mila's been a long time in the making. Freddie Jr. was Derek's idea for the boy.
Interesting they're already revealing the names. Because, you know, like, more and more people are waiting until the babies are born.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Frederick is always just like a very open person.
Right.
So maybe that's why he's...
No, I like it. I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying he wants to be a little bit more private about the information that he shares because he's kind of had so many ups and downs in trying to become a father,
mm-hmm.
as we've seen on the show for the last six seasons. But yeah, he's so excited. And I'm going to read you one quote from the interview that I got particularly emotional about. And I don't ever have feelings. So like for me, that is a lot. That says a lot. And I also don't really like babies. So like,
just try to make it through without crying, because that will just make us really uncomfortable.
Fine. Yeah, no, okay. I know. Well, I'm going to try and make you uncomfortable. So he talks a lot about how they've been preparing and like buying things for the nursery, and how Derek's son Kai is also really excited to have siblings. But this is something Frederick said about himself when he meets his babies for the first time. "I don't know what's going to happen to me when I finally hold them. I don't even know what's going to happen. I can't even grasp. For us, since we're two men, we have this wonderful surrogate, and we have so many people that love us in our lives and our family, but it's been a little abstract. So for us, when we hold them, I think everything is going to change again."
Aww, that's just kind of really sweet. I got a little misty.
I know. I can see it in your eyes. I know. So it's really exciting news for him.
Well, they do say that a woman becomes a mother when she gets pregnant, and a man becomes a father when he holds the baby.
So I guess later this year, mm-hmm. Frederick will officially become a father. Mm-hmm. I guess November would be the date.
Yeah,
three more months.
Oh my God, so exciting.
It's very exciting.
It's
I mean,
like babies all the time on Bravo anymore.
So many babies.
And Cameron's going to have her baby.
Around the same time, Cameron from Southern Charm is going to have her baby. A lot of babies.
Future of our network. Well, thank you so much for all of these amazing updates.
No problem. I'm pregnant too. I just want to put that out there.
I'm so glad you decided to share on our show to break that exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive for the podcast.
And Justin, where can people find more about all these stories?
You could find them at the Daily Dish blog on BravoTV.com. Hit it up. Keep clicking. Watch videos. Do it all.
And all the links we just discussed will be in the description too, so you can get all the deets on the babies, the Mexico trips, and everything you could possibly want. But I think we should start with Dallas.
A show that's close to both of our hearts.
Right. I do Dallas for BravoTV.com, and Megan is from Dallas.
The Dallas area, to be clear.
Okay.
Some people will get all up in arms about it, so
I
just don't want hate tweets.
Oh, wow. So are you in Dallas County?
Yes.
Okay, so that counts.
All right.
Okay, but not to Dallas.
No, one time I was at a party in New York, and I said to someone, "Oh, I'm from Dallas."
If you're out of the state, I say sometimes I'm from San Francisco. Like,
right.
I'm from San Jose, which is more of like a town now that people know. But like,
right.
You're allowed to, the radius grows where you're from.
Right. And I never know who I'm talking to, so someone said, like, I said, "I'm from Dallas. I'm actually from Rowlett," which is a small city, and the person goes, "Oh, I'm from Dallas too. Where do you live?" And I said, "Oh, actually Rowlett." And she goes, "Oh, so not Dallas." And I was like, I could have hit her.
Oh my God. Is she one of the housewives?
Maybe. She's like a housewife in training. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So I wanted to start off with this police report with the sandpaper.
It's hard to take a police report seriously when the weapon is sandpaper.
I know.
The complainant stated that the suspect became upset and began swinging a large knife at him. The suspect also hit the complainant in the face near the right eye with sandpaper.
I would never think of sandpaper as a weapon.
Because not even like she furiously rubbed the sandpaper against his face. Like, that's a weapon. She threw sandpaper at someone.
That's like throwing a crumpled up piece of paper.
It's like throwing a nail file. Like,
right,
what is that going to do?
Not much, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring up a really big point, which is that, Rachel, you're kind of at the center of the drama.
I know. I feel very responsible.
She broke up a friendship, you guys.
I know. Well, I was even looking back at it all. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Brandy and Stephanie, BFFs for life, ride or die.
Have a house that they built together.
Right. Not friends anymore, maybe because of things I asked her in her blog.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So What did you ask in the blog? At what point in the season did it happen? Tell us everything.
So what happened was, it was that night when Brian came home late and after a few drinks to see Brandy's grandfather, who she had never met before.
Right, the night of that barbecue. Party. They even reference it in the episode. Okay.
Right. So I had asked Stephanie something to the effect of, like, what did you think of what happened that night? You know, Brian was out with Travis. Like, what do you think being so close to Brandy? And she said in the last line of the blog is, it felt like I was watching a car crash, what was happening. But what happened early in the blog is, oh no, he's out with Travis. Did I not tell Travis how big of a deal it is? I wish he would have brought him home earlier. Like, it sounded to me like she felt guilty for not, like, being like, Travis, get him back sooner. Yeah. But I did pull that quote as, like, the quote that you see on the site. Because it's obviously a very intense line. So I do feel a bit responsible.
I mean, though, if it took something that small to sort of topple a friendship, I feel like maybe it wasn't on sturdy ground to begin with.
Right. And but it's so crazy because I don't know when the reunion was taped versus when that blog would have went up, but at the reunion, they were, like, ride or die for each other still.
Yeah.
And, like, Brandy was very open about her marriage and she even said at the reunion that her and Brian had used the D word before in their marriage.
Right.
Which is divorce. So I didn't think that it was that crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe we'll find out there's more to it.
I hope they do get things back on track.
Yeah.
Especially for their husband's sake. Like, the husbands just want to be friends.
I know. I love seeing both of them, like, be like, can you talk to your friends?
Right.
So, like, we can all be friends again. But I will say that you can go check out that blog for yourself and see what you think. It's being promoted right now on the Dallas page.
Great.
What did you think of Cameron and Deandra? We can go one and the other first.
Sure, yeah. Cameron's interesting. I can't get a good read on her from this one episode.
Oh, all I have to say is, in my correspondence with her, she is funny and super nice and, like, really just easy to work with. Like, she writes back to me on time, which doesn't always happen, and just using emojis and smiley faces,
right,
and just, like, everything you see is exactly how she is.
Right.
Like,
but it is funny how your personal interaction, like, paints
colors
the
them.
Overall, like, image of them based, like, versus what you just see on screen, which is my experience, until she comes on the podcast.
I know. I have a feeling you're going to love her because she's
probably
just
will.
So, I just, she's just so cute and, like, fun and happy. Like, she's just like, yay. She's
right.
Almost like Lydia.
Yeah.
You know? But I do love that she has this, like, I'm not dumb. I'm not blonde because I'm stupid. I'm blonde because I'm smart.
Sometimes I like to prefer to use the blonde card. I'm like, well,
lucky.
I am blonde. I don't understand you. Please tell me again. Yeah, it's a con. As old as hair dye.
We have another new wife,
Deandra. Yeah, Deandra. Very interested in her because I feel like the fact that she comes from such a wealthy family is so interesting. And, you know, I think, like, it's talked about on the show, we have rich all over our network, but wealthy is a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how, like, her life has been since she grew up and how that's still affecting her today.
Oh, my God. We got some pictures in of her, like, through the years. And everything you think an 80s debutante would be, we have the photos of it. Like, big hair,
right,
big shoulders,
yeah,
like, pictures with your dog and your family that I assume are, like, above the fireplace.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
Cameron is married to a similar family, though, the
right.
Simmons.
Right. And the families have been friends, which is funny. I just thought of, like, the Hatfields and McCoys.
Right. They're just, like, very prominent families in Dallas.
Right. And they live near each other in Highland Park, which is, of course, like, the most, like, glamorous, over-the-top neighborhood in Dallas.
Right. They refer to it as, like, the Beverly Hills, but I wanted to ask you, like,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Because, I mean, even in that area, you have, like, Chanel's and, you know, Gucci, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, you can actually go get a like a kind of a carriage ride through Highland Park to see the Christmas lights.
Oh my God.
Because they do it so over the top and the houses are like insane.
How much pressure for those Highland Park
people
to put on a good display?
I just think like what the HOA rules must be.
Oh my God, right? Yeah. But I was just interested to watch her and her mom because it was such an, like, I felt like I was watching me and my mom when I was 16.
Like, how old is Deandra? Because it really felt like, yeah, you were watching a teenager with her mom. Like, she was just getting her first job.
Right. Or, like, I had to use the right china because my mom's coming over.
Right.
It was, like, this very, like, I just felt so bad for Deandra. I can't imagine moving back home over 15 years ago
or
whatever it was, or maybe 10 years ago. To, like, because my mom was like, yeah, I'll let you take over the business soon.
Right.
And then 10 years go by and it still hasn't happened.
And it's crazy because the mother acts, you know, like she's not responsible. She doesn't know how to handle money. Well, maybe you raised her that way.
Right.
If you gave her everything and never taught her how to limit herself, what do you expect?
But what I, and then I thought it was so crazy because if I, my mom said, now, here's the credit card, but don't go spending it on dresses or something. I would be like, haha, mom, I'm obviously not going to do that. But it seemed like that might happen.
Right.
Like, I was like, what is happening?
Right.
Now, you have a company credit card, which we've given you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, Deandra, be responsible. You can't go to Neiman's and buy a designer gown. You can't go. Go ahead and laugh all you want to. If you see what shows up on credit cards, you'd be surprised.
But again, if you are born knowing you, there's like unlimited funds.
Right.
I don't know. That's why the whole thing really intrigues me, and I can't wait to see just like her story throughout the rest of the season.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Her husband seems super cute, first of all, and then
also
super interesting story about he's like this military photographer guy. Their house.
Right. Speaking of husbands and then maybe soon-to-be husbands, Leanne's boyfriend.
I know. The eye.
I know. And then he has to quit the police force.
I know. Well, when he was in the office, he had the eye patch.
Right.
And we were like, what's going on there, Rich? But yeah, he hurt his eye. And now he has to leave.
Yeah, I actually had a coworker who had the same thing, a detached retina.
Right.
And she had to wear an eye patch to work and had to take, like, frequent naps in dark offices because it's like your eyes could only take so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking at the end when Leanne and Brandy and Stephanie were all talking that Stephanie must be thinking, who is this bitch, and why is she speaking for my best friend? Like,
I just met
her. Like, I know how it would feel in that moment to be like, you've known her for a year. You've known me for, like, 10 years. You're going to let this person speak for you?
I was not happy that Leanne did that. Like, it was just felt very, like, you're trying to get in the middle. Like, just let Brandy, she can handle it.
But I don't know if she could because she couldn't even speak to her.
I will say that was like the longest pause between a question and non-answer.
Right. And then she goes outside and immediately bursts into tears. So I think that she was like not okay.
Right.
But what an episode to start with. It's like up is down and down is up.
Right.
People are friends with people I never thought would be friends with. So I cannot wait to see what the rest of the season holds.
I do have to say, though, I wish at this party, I wish there were more drunk antics because I feel like they were set up for it. Did you see the wine glass Brandy was holding?
No, I didn't notice.
It was like as big as her face, and it reminded me of the dinner party from hell in Beverly Hills
with those huge martini glasses.
So everyone, please go back and rewatch for that moment alone.
Last night, it took me an hour and a half to get home, and it was terrible. But what did you do last night, Megan?
I had a pretty good night. I was solo, but I turned on some Sex and the City. I poured myself a glass of wine, I cooked black bean and quinoa tacos from my Sunbasket organic delivery.
That sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
Really? Okay, so what happens with Sunbasket?
So they send you everything in a box. It's pre-measured ingredients, and the instructions are really easy to follow. I hate people who are like, I just love to experiment in the kitchen. I add a dash of this and a coat of that. And I like, no, I need instructions. And so it's really simple, and all the recipes are under 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. So it's, like, not an overwhelming experience at all.
And as you know, I don't eat meat, and they had they have a vegetarian option.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they also have, like,
quinoa and black bean.
Yeah, and they have a paleo option, gluten-free option, lean and clean option.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sunbasket takes out the guesswork of preparation, so it makes cleanup easier, and you can skip the grocery store.
Well, I'm really excited because I'm supposed to get mine next week.
So if you guys at home want to try it, go to sunbasket.com/dish today, and you get 50% off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/dish.
But there was another Housewives on Monday night.
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Whoop, whoop.
Yoo-hoo!
Woohoo! But before we get to the OC, we had Brandy in the office, and I got to ask her all about this drama with Stephanie. Hey, everyone. It's Rachel, and I am here with Brandy Redmond.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for season two. It looks amazing.
It's really good. I keep telling people that there is not a dull moment. We've got everything from the drama to the tears, the laughter, health scares. Everything is in there.
Right. Well, what I love about you guys is you're just so funny. Like,
oh, thank
I feel
you.
Like all of you just have, like, these hilarious moments. But I feel like sometimes you get in trouble for your sense of humor. Has that always been the case? Like, have you always had a silly sense of humor?
Yeah, I've always been pretty silly, but I'm just a kid. Actually, my nephew, they've been in town from China, and he started laughing in the back of the car, and he said, "Your mommy acts just like a kid." And I'm like, I know, I know. I just need to own it.
I love it. So when I first met you last year, I don't know if you remember this, but it was I was there when you found out you were going to be in Watch What Happens Live, and you got, like, misty-eyed, and you were so excited.
Yes.
How has your journey as a housewife been?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I look at it as a blessing because the things that I went through in the beginning were, you know, I had my marriage was put out there, the issues with PTSD with my brother, you know, and then the backlash of my children getting, you know, released from their school. There were definitely things that I really, really went through. And but I look at it as a blessing because I was able to see myself and see what I needed to improve when it comes to, you know, my marriage. And we are stronger than ever because of that. We learned to communicate. We went to counseling. We renewed our vows.
Oh, wow.
So we've, you know, it was, I don't know. I look at it more so as a blessing. And I met my grandfather for the first time. So there's just been all of these amazing things that have happened. And it's a result of, you know, being a housewife.
Right. Well, considering all that had happened, were you hesitant to come back for season two at all?
I actually wasn't hesitant about coming back because I knew that my family were stronger. You know, when Stephanie and I both can say that our marriages were stronger at that time apart that we had, and that's absolutely true because we used to always be the Holmans and the Redmonds. We would do vacations together. Everything was together. And then on vacation, we would be, you know, me and Stephanie hanging out and Travis and Brian hanging out and then, you know, switching off with the kids. And so this made us as a family stronger and on both sides, you know, instead of hanging out with Stephanie, I was hanging out with my husband.
Mm.
And so it makes a difference.
Right. So you guys are in a good place now because last year, you know, a big storyline of yours was your marriage with Brian, but it's better.
It's better. It is stronger, better, and, you know, it makes me smile. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to come back. I wanted to show people. And I think that, you know, it's a gift to be able to put yourself out there. And when people can relate to you and the things that you've gone to, and you can make them laugh, you can make them cry, and you show them how you got through it, then I think it's important that I came back to do that.
Was he hesitant at all for season two?
Brian was not hesitant at all about season two. He actually was, you know, you're going to go back and we're going to make this fun. And, you know, and that's what we did.
Good. I loved in the first episode seeing that both Travis and Brian were kind of like, can you guys, like, work this out? Because
right.
I miss my friend.
Right, yes.
Did you feel, was he constantly like, can you just, like, talk to Stephanie? Or
They were even trying to book us on a trip and strategically, like, sending both of us and then sitting and happened to be sitting next to each other and you know, on the airplane.
Like, surprise you guys.
Like, surprise. They were really working on it. And I'm like, I am not going on that. I'm not doing that. No. So, yeah, they were definitely trying. And, yeah, and it was hard on our kids, too, because our kids love each other and they've known each other since they were born.
Right. Well, speaking of this, the kind of elephant in the room, I think fans, I was shocked to know that you two had a falling out. Can you tell us, like, how that happened as far as, like, a timeline? Was it during the season last year when you saw that blog? Was it after the season ended? Because at the reunion, I feel like you two were still really close.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the Texas is coming out.
So things started to escalate with us, and I tried to talk to Stephanie, and so really, I mean, you're going to see it further down the line. So things had escalated, and I didn't know that she was also going through some things. So I looked at it as, like, she's not hearing me. I'm trying to tell her that these things are hurting me, and she's not hearing me. And I tried to call her to talk about it. And you'll see, if you'll remember in the first episode, Leanne says to her, she's got to check her calendar. That's because Stephanie had told me when I wanted to meet with her about, hey, this is bothering me. She said she needed to check her calendar. But I also, you know, I didn't know that she was also battling with her own things. And so I wasn't hearing her. I wasn't being a good friend as well. So I think we just missed the mark with both of each other. It was this whole housewife experience, you know, we didn't know how to handle it, you know, and I think that it was a learning experience.
We see that a lot with the different franchises. Like, I feel like Kyle and Lisa have had that kind of, like, relationship where they were so close, and then the show kind of happened and the drama happened on the show, and then they kind of went apart, but then they came back together. So the show has had a big impact on your and Stephanie's relationship?
Well, I think everything changed. All of a sudden, it's, you know, there's more pressure, I think, to be out and about, you know, because everybody all of a sudden in Dallas knows who you are. And people always say, like, well, you had, you know, you did stuff before. People knew. And I'm like, no, they knew that uniform. They did not know me. Mm. So it's definitely different. And I think just added pressure and, you know, everything with society, I think I was getting mad at Stephanie because I felt like she was not being herself. Mm. And you know, she got in a rut, and I didn't see it.
What is it like watching this episode and seeing her break down with the other girls about your relationship?
Oh, gosh. When I watched, I cried.
Mm.
And I was mad at myself. I was mad at myself for, you know, I knew what I was doing, but it looked like I just had no compassion for her. But I really did. And I tried to hold myself together and then exit, and then let it all out. So,
yeah, I mean, my heart was, like, breaking the whole time when I saw you go outside and cry. I was like, no, Brandy.
Yeah, and I don't want Leanne to speak for me. I never want anyone to speak for me. And
right.
I usually do a pretty good job of speaking up for myself, but I think that's such a sensitive thing. I love Stephanie, and I've she has a special place in my heart, and I didn't want to hurt her, and I could see that it was hurting her, but I was hurting too.
Right. Speaking of Leanne, I think the whole world is shocked that you and Leanne are now friends.
Leanne and I are, you know, we're friends. That was really hard. No, just kidding. Leanne is a carny, and we're friends, and I have never had a carnival friend before, so I am just loving that I'm friends with a carny.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So because you got friendly with Leanne, I'm guessing that you met Deandra before the season started, or did you not know her before then?
I had met Deandra a few times, and I don't think she ever remembered. Her and Leanne have that in common. Mm-hmm. And Deandra is, I mean, she's sweet. She's beautiful. She lives in Highland Park. She likes to bring that up a lot, flaunt it a lot.
We have another new wife, though, Cameron.
Cameron. I've spent more time with Cameron.
Okay. And do you guys click? Do you get along?
Cameron, I think, is a little bit of a prude, and she does not appreciate my humor. But I don't think you see that yet.
Right. Well, we saw a little bit in the super tease.
In the tease,
yeah, yes. In the trailer.
Yes, yes. Cameron is pinktastic, and I've never met anybody so obsessed with pink.
She even says that it's kind of like a con. Like, do you feel like you can get to know her really well, or is it very like there are layers of her that you have to get through?
No, I mean, we just did not hit it off very well, and she didn't like me very much, and so I decided, because she likes pink, to start wearing pink around her. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, do you like me better now? And she was like, oh, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
So the Simmons and the Westcotts are really prominent Dallas families. Like, had you known them before meeting them?
No, I knew who they were as individuals, but mm-hmm. I know nothing about their families. The only family that I actually know in Dallas that's a big name is Jerry Jones.
Okay.
So, but I, to me, it's not about that. I know that they are prominent families or what have you, but to me, it's, I care more about the person as an individual, and, they do give back, and DeAndre's family's names are on buildings.
Was that a little shade?
That was a little.
I love it. I remember last year at the reunion, you were saying something you regret is how frosty you were in the interview looks.
Yeah. I still like that look, though, when it, maybe it's like a stripper look. I don't know. But I still like that look. And I like stripper glossy lip gloss, too.
Yeah.
I still like it, but I get it that it's not good for TV.
Right. I was going to say, did you change up your look for the season? We'll be seeing new looks.
I used a makeup artist almost every time we filmed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, I did, because I was like, oh, my gosh, I need help. Thank you, Amanda.
Is there anything else you kind of learned going from season one into season two?
Gosh, what did I learn? I learned a lot going in from season one to season two. I really like the fact that I get to be myself. This is like the best job ever, because I get to be myself and be around my family. Mm. And I think it's fun, because I feel like I'm very authentic to who I am. And I love to make people laugh. And if you cry and, if you get mad at me, I'm sorry. But thank you for watching.
So we do this thing on the show called Sophie Stanbury's Choice. It's like a Sophie's Choice, but Sophie Stanbury's one of our ladies of London.
It's Sophie Stanbury here. Get the tunes on, because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
So speaking of your sense of humor, I wanted to ask, if you had to redo one moment or joke, would it be the poop hat again or the dildo in the purse?
Ooh. They're both pretty darn amazing. I mean, who has the balls to wear a poop hat? I do.
I love it. It's so funny.
And the theme was April in Paris. And so I was going with, I had the Eiffel Tower and I had the little poodle.
Right.
And the poodle had some poop. So I don't see what the big deal was.
I mean, I think it was really authentic to Paris.
I'm sorry that I'm not very crafty.
I thought it was very crafty.
My children helped me.
That's so funny. So it would be the poop hat? That's your favorite?
I don't know. Sexual chocolate. I love sexual chocolate. I'm thinking about bringing him to the reunion. I got to get him a tuxedo.
Oh, my God. Please do that. We can surprise Andy. We won't let him listen to this.
Yes. I'm going to, hide it. I'm going to need your help.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And when it gets brought up, and I'm like, well, hello. Cameron was so mad at me that day.
Yeah.
I was like, because I brought him back out on the boat.
Well, Carrie talked about the boat trip in her. We had a behind-the-scenes interview with her. She said it was like the Titanic and it was terrible. Why was it so terrible?
Well, Carrie and Stephanie actually got seasick. And I was taking tequila shots, laughing my A off. I was like, this is amazing. She's like, you're not a good friend. I'm like, this is so funny.
Oh, my God. So it's
you always try to be so classy. This is not so classy. I mean, we have to remember, too, I'm used to boats. I mean, we own them and we own marinas. So.
Right. So this is like old hat for
yes.
you. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I mean, I was laughing really hard, but then we went whale watching, and then it happened to me, and I wanted to jump in and just let a shark eat me. Like, I was like, I don't care, Jaws, where are you? And then when that happened,
right
over this, like a few months ago, we went whale watching and it was bad. So then I was like, I'm so sorry, Stephanie.
I was not sympathetic at all.
No, it was horrible. I was like, oh, God's getting me back.
Oh my God, so funny. Housewives trips tend to bring out like the best and the worst. Do you find that that's true for you guys, for this group?
Oh gosh. You know, I have fun doing it, and the drama, I mean, everybody knows, actually it's kind of funny because everybody knows when something's about to go down with me because I get real quiet. Mm. And they're like, something's about to happen because I get real quiet. I mean, I know I just repeated that, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat it again. So yeah, I don't know what it is, but I like have to calm myself and then I go in.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm excited to watch this.
Yes. Yes. Me too.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. So good to see you, Rachel.
Oh, thanks.
Well, let's get into Orange County.
I want to begin, before we get into the sip and see.
Right.
I want to just quickly talk about how every week I fall more in love with Peggy's husband.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I just find him so charming and funny. And I love their relationship and their interaction. I love that, like, I feel like some men might, like, not want to listen to their wives talk about the drama.
Yeah.
And he's, like, totally there, but not in, like, a creepy way.
Right. And not like he's trying to hold an orange.
Right. Exactly. Not in a Peter Thomas, I want a peach to myself kind of way. So I just love him. And I love that he was, like, how do you not know these? He said something that, like, he was making fun of her for not knowing phrases, but then he said it wrong. He's like, how do you not know these instead of figures of speech? He was like,
I can't believe you don't know these figure of speeches.
Like, oh my God, you're just like adorable. I just love them. But do we want to go to the sip and see, or do we want to talk about this meeting between Kelly and Tamara and Shannon first?
I can't remember what happened at the meeting.
So the only thing I want to talk about with when Kelly and Shannon and Tamara get together is in interview, Kelly is like, Shannon says,
I believe that Kelly knew that we were going to be at the Quiet Woman that night. And after a few cocktails said, hey, let's go stir some stuff up at the Q-Dub.
And I was like, that was my theory too, Shannon. And then Kelly says in interview, yeah, I had a bunch of drinks in the boat and I wanted to see Shannon. I knew it, Kelly. She didn't even say that when she was in the office with us.
Right.
So, I just felt very vindicated.
No,
with my theory.
I mean, you were right. Dead on the money.
But yes, the sip and
right
see.
On the money.
Right on the money. Right on the money.
You were right on the money.
But yes, the sip and see.
I love that they kept saying, like, must be a Southern thing or a millennial thing. Like, I think it's a Sex and the City thing. I mean, I know that's not where it originated, but...
Oh, do they go to a sip and see?
Yeah, it's where Carrie gets her shoes stolen.
Do they call it a sip and see in that episode? I love that episode.
It's a good one.
I think about it all the time when I'm like, why do I have to pay for your life not buying a wedding present?
Are you going to marry yourself?
I mean, sometimes I think about that. Probably. but I just felt like either talk about it or just don't be together because I can't handle this awkwardness. Like,
yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
And Peggy is kind of irritating me that she keeps being like, just get over it. It's like, no. What?
I'm not just going to get over it.
Right.
What is that from?
I've heard it, yeah.
It's from our people.
It's not that easy to get over.
Oh, it's Tinsley. It's Tinsley Mortimer.
Oh, right. Play that audio.
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, get over it. It's not that easy to get over it.
Thank you, Tinsley, for that. So she would understand, I'm sure.
Right.
Like, it's just not that easy to get over from either side.
First of all, I don't like it when you have to watch someone open gifts at something like this.
It's, right.
It was even worse
15,
as a viewer to, like, sit and watch Megan do it. Or I was just like, can we just get on with, like, the fighting? Like, can someone say something bitchy?
Right. I know. I feel like after the age of, like, 10, you're just like, we don't need to sit and watch you open the gifts.
Yeah, it's going to be cute baby stuff.
Right. And then even after, like, the third dress, it was like,
Oh, another dress by the same company.
I did really like that cutout, though, with, like, their faces as the baby.
Oh, yes. That was such a cute idea.
I know. I thought it was really funny. I hope we have those pictures.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But, yeah, it was all very awkward. They didn't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
Something's going to have to happen because...
Right.
It's the OC.
Yeah, I have to think that they were just restraining themselves for
the baby.
Aspen's sake. But what did you think about that car ride at the end when Vicky whispers to Kelly, Shannon's so big?
Oh, I didn't notice that. I
she
think because I was
tried to cover her mic, but then they subtitled it.
Oh, my God, I know. Like the moo-moo.
I didn't see that.
Vicky.
I mean, though, I feel like
that is like a human reaction.
Yeah, and not to say that, like, that isn't, you shouldn't say that. It would be one thing if she said it to Shannon, like, wow, you're so big.
Right.
But, like, yeah, that is a human reaction just to be like, oh, my God, I didn't realize. Because she hasn't seen her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much weight she's gained.
She just said it with, like, a glimmer of, like, giddiness. Yeah.
Mm. Well, then it wasn't great then that, like, 2 minutes before Shannon said this.
All I want to do is eat.
Which, I get it, Shannon. Me, too. I also thought it was interesting that Shannon kept being like, that's a lot of champagne you're drinking. Like, the whole time.
Because I think she was like, maybe, like, guzzling it. I don't know.
Maybe she was, Shannon was just like, well, I want to drink, too.
Right,
like, you
maybe.
Know when you're not drinking, yeah. You're noticing drinking so much. But yeah, but it was interesting to see because when Megan came in to the office last week, she had said in an interview, like, Tamron and Shannon were really good friends. And I even when she said it, when she was talking to us, I was like, are you? I never noticed that. But seeing it today, it's like, oh, no, they are good friends.
Right, like hanging out in the kitchen and mm-hmm. staying behind when everyone else leaves.
Yeah, yeah, that means that you're actually, like, good right. friends. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, not over, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a pattern where we're seeing, like, crazy things happen. Okay, they're good.
Crazy things happen.
So I'm curious to see what next week will be.
Right, right. I'm just like, Lydia, no. This was the not crazy thing. So your event is going to be the crazy.
Right.
Like, the pattern. Also, the moment we had Vicky gagging again.
Oh, yes! And on BravoTV.com, I made a compilation of all of Gaggy's. All of Vicky's gagging moments, and it brings me so much joy every time I watch it. So maybe we'll include the link in the description.
You're welcome. But enough of the OC.
Because we need to talk about the big event.
My notes for this are so long.
We're talking about the Roni reunion.
It was so good.
It was everything. I mean, would you still have thought it was good if Luann and Tom had not announced their divorce?
Yes, absolutely. I think that so much of it was just like, I mean, of course that colors it so differently. I do wish I would have not known and then watched it again with new eyes.
Right.
But so much of it was, like, Ramona being ridiculous.
Right.
Bethany just calling people out.
Yeah.
There was so much that, like, didn't even have to do necessarily with Luann and Tom that was bananas. And can I just say, I loved Carol's, like, velvet look.
Right.
I won't say I loved everyone's look.
You loved Carol's.
And I thought Bethany looked amazing.
So, yes, yeah. But the neck...
Kept,
and I noticed it, and I like didn't know if I should tell someone because it was just for the first segment. But because they edit it, you know, into different parts, it's like so you'll see it sporadically throughout the reunion.
Mm.
But it was like the whole first segment. No one told her, "Hey, this is falling down."
Right. I was like, "Why is no one helping a
right.
girl out?"
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dorinda's dress.
Me too. Dorinda always is like. Bold with her choices.
Right.
Like, I love that she, like, takes risks with fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I would have loved, though?
What?
If she wore that Beyonce dress.
Oh, God.
Like, why didn't she do that?
Well, and Luann wore
I can't
her
even...
wedding rehearsal dinner dress.
I literally was like, I know this dress, but that can't be the dress.
Well, we had talked about it on the podcast after she first got married, and we were like, oh my God, she found a way to put a statement necklace into her dress.
Right,
so,
right.
Yikes.
I just was like, that was a bad plan.
Yeah.
And Ramona is just like, I hope I ever look that good.
At 60.
Yeah, at ever. At now. Like, oh my God. We found out a lot about Ramona this episode.
She just can't answer in, like, one words.
No.
Everything needs, like, a 5-minute explanation.
And I feel like she and Sonia suffer from the same problem, which is a classic housewives problem of apologizing with no excuses, which is very hard.
What do you... Oh, right. Okay, what'd she say I'm sorry for?
For Jorinda's ripping the...
And you took it as me defacing the property.
Right, yeah,
and she's
no.
Like, no, you did deface my property.
Just be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry. And Sonia did the same thing. All she had to say was like, I did talk to the press. That wasn't cool. I'm sorry I did that. Can we move on? But both of them like...
They try to soften
make
it.
Excuses. And, yeah. And but I thought Ramona was like... I think it was, like, stream of consciousness a lot of times where she was just having a very reflective reunion where right. she would, like, say things and be like, actually, maybe I do it because I'm afraid of failing. Or, like,
right.
maybe I make up for this because I don't want to realize how bad I was. So I soften it not for you but for myself because right. I don't want to admit to how terrible I am.
I know. She can be so introspective at times. But then it was, you know, if you look at the moment where Bethany's like, you are terrible to anyone that you don't know or to staff. And she, like, was not getting it.
Right, right. She just doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just was like, I loved the moment when Bethany was like, but you in particular are rude to my staff. When, like, even when me and Luann hated each other, my staff never said that she was rude to them. And
right.
I was like, oh, my God.
And
just calling her out.
I do think these Bethany's assistants are, like, her family. Because, you know, first of all, they have worked with her for 4 years. But in all the times that I've seen her, like, I know these assistants because they are always around. So they're mm-hmm. spending hours and hours together that I'm sure she's super protective of them.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my God. I just wanted us to play the list of reasons why Ramona would be intimidating, according to Bethany.
Oh, right.
It was just this, like, litany of amazing comments, I thought.
You got your tits hanging know. Out, your hair down to here.
Yeah, right.
You got crazy
okay.
eyes. You got f***ing chicken in your purse.
Yeah, right.
Drinking f***ing rosé behind
it's
the couch. Screaming that it's cold
Blame
in here. Up. You're a horror chef.
Well, I am what I am.
Well,
I
enjoy am. That.
They were kind of silly. Like,
yeah.
They're not intimidated by Ramona. It's more like a system thing, a hierarchy.
But I think it is maybe intimidating is the wrong word,
right.
but I would be intimidated to, like, talk to Ramona if I were them.
Oh, no,
because
yes,
she's
but
Ramona,
it would be because
you know?
She's Ramona, not because you're so beautiful in that dress. I can't.
Oh. Right. But I don't think that's what Bethany was saying either. I loved the moment when Bethany was like, who do I have to blow to stop having you ask me about Jill?
Right.
Like, just over and over, and it was amazing.
But, like, when, at what point, how many decades into this do I have to not answer this question? Like, what do I have to do? I mean, do I have to rip Dorinda's house apart, wear her underwear? Like, what do I have to do? You ask me every Watch What Happens Live, every reunion, every birthday, Hanukkah.
I don't ask you every Watch What Happens Live.
You ask me all the live long day, okay? Like, enough.
Because she does every year, multiple times on Watch What Happens Live. In a reunion, she has to answer the question, will you and Jill ever be friends again?
But to me, it's probably like if you're a band and you're on the road and you have to play the hit song. Like, you might not like to. It might be like, I've played this 1,000 times, but you gotta do it.
It is weird, though, because, like, I feel the same way in terms of, like, will they ever be friends again? But then if you really think about it, they were only friends for 2 seasons. And this has been,
like, such a
this
short
is we're in season 9. Bethany hasn't even been around for such a long time. It's just, I don't know, it's weird that we, as fans, have, like, hooked in on that.
I think it's because it was, like, the intro to them. They were so close. The fallout was so epic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if I think about people that I, like, knew for, like, a year in college, no one's like, hey, do you hang out with that person anymore? No, I don't know what they're doing or what they're, you know. Anyway, there were just so many things that I loved. I loved that Dorinda said they're all her closets.
our closet, in the guest closet.
That's not
of
your
our
closet.
Guest
They're my closet. Closet. It's my storage closet. They're all my closets.
All of them are my closet. Unless you'd like a property tax bill, which I'm paying in August, for that closet. I'll be happy to send it to you.
That was an amazing line.
The part that made me, like, gasp, though, is when Bravo came back from commercial and it said, the following was filmed 3 weeks ago.
I wrote it down. It said, what you are about to watch was recorded 3 weeks ago before Luann filed for divorce from her husband of 7 months.
It's Tom. So dramatic. It's and it just so reminds dramatic. Me of, like, shows that are, like, the following events may be triggering. Like, it's just very, like, wow.
Full disclosure, I took a screen grab and it is now the background on my computer.
Nice.
Because I thought it was so funny. But yeah, so then you have all of that. And knowing now, it's just like you can't. It's like Stephanie says, it's like watching a slow car wreck.
Yeah.
Like, it really can't not watch.
You know, sometimes Bethany annoys me when she kind of tries. I think she doesn't mean to, but she sort of naturally takes over Andy's job at the reunion.
No,
but
did
in
a
this
few times.
Instance, like, she got it right. Like, where she's like, no, that's not a human reaction. Mm-hmm. If you saw him talking to an ex-girlfriend like that, she's like, I'd be crying on the floor. And then she gets out, oh, that Luann slept at the hotel the night before.
You have that Countess shield up, and, like, one of 10 things that he's ever said to you,
right.
I'd be
like
crying in the bathroom. Like, she's right
well,
about
why
the
why do you
pretender.
Think I stayed at the hotel last night? Okay.
Right. Oh, my God. I know. I was like, go, Bethany, go. Go, Bethany, go. I was like, don't stop.
Right.
And I was so glad that she kept asking.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But when she says definitively, if I saw that he cheated again, I would leave him.
If you found out that he had cheated on you, what would you do?
I would definitely leave.
What?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, maybe that's why she left. Do we
right.
think that, is that the reason?
I don't know, because she has since, I think, come out and said, like, I can't remember what it was, but I think she made it sound like that hadn't happened, but who knows?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, something has happened in those 3 weeks. Is it just like that she sees all of this, because it is disrespectful, no matter how you look
you're
at
married,
it.
You have
you're
a
married,
wife.
And you're saying to your ex-girlfriend, I get choked up every time I see you. Let me de-mic.
But I do think that he choked and then made a joke out of it. I don't think it was that serious.
Okay, at first I thought that too. And then her response is like, I feel the same way. And like, I
think it was kind
I
of
am
a joke
putting
still.
My foot down. It was shady AF. Mm.
I mean, it's... Even if they were joking, not great to hear that your husband would joke about getting choked up
well,
around
that's the
another
whole thing.
Woman.
You know, he's joking about the fact that the ring is like a dog with a collar. Like, mm-hmm. They're all jokes, but are they respectful to the woman you're married to?
Right, right. At a certain point, you gotta knock it off.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
And now look, 7 months later.
You know what surprised me, though? I do see Luann as such a strong woman. It was weird to hear her say, I can't tell Tom who he can hang out with. I can't tell him not to go to the Regency.
I do think that we saw, like, you know, like you said, she's so strong. And, like, Bethany says all the time, like, she has this countess. And I do feel like there were moments at the reunion that you saw the cracks of, like, just getting bombarded with, like, how can you let him do that? How can you let him do that? She's like, you think I don't like it? Like, of course I don't, but I can't tell him. He's a grown man. It was like a very real reaction to, like, I'm not happy about it either, but I don't know what to do, and I can't tell someone, not a grown person, not to do something because they know what they're doing hurts me and they're choosing to do it anyway, which hurts even more.
Right. And almost like someone who is afraid to rock the boat because they don't want to lose that person.
Right. Right.
Ugh. Hi-yi-yi.
I just love her. It just makes me so sad. But it's only part one. There will
I know.
Be
two
three?
More parts.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God, yes. But let's get into the Below Deck Mad Reunion. Some of them looked amazing, like Hannah. Wow, wow, wow.
Boobs, boobs, boobs.
And Bugsy looked fantastic.
I love her new hair.
Me too. We saw it in the office and it looked really cute too.
Yeah.
So when Bugsy was in for the live stream, we like handed her the iPad to be like, okay, so, like, the questions are going to come in here, and she's like, I know how to use an iPad.
Oh, that's cute. That's funny.
For some of the others, I feel like they need to figure out how to dress for sitting down interviews.
Yes, yes. You need tight things.
You have to cinch.
Cinch.
That's a good note.
And not just cinch. It needs to just all be tight. Like, it needs to... Yeah.
Even if you're a little pudgy, tighter is better than, like...
Right. Than after, the like, an empire waist.
I think that's why some of them didn't look their best.
Right. And Brittany, too, at the Vanderpump Rules finale.
Oh, right. The girls were all out, and that's, like, all you could see. And then because she didn't have a cinched waist, you couldn't see her body. So it was, like, you couldn't understand what she looked like. But moving on from just looks...
Right, because we're not shallow here.
No. We go very deep,
like the ocean. Into the souls of these people.
So from the get, I found it, like, overwhelming how much they all didn't like each other anymore.
This reunion was crazy because I feel like we've never gotten so behind the scenes before.
Everything was like not even about the show. It was like, you were saying this on social media before I met you on the boat.
And Lauren, I mean, who knew?
She was there with the Instagram girls at Watch What Happens Live. I liked the moment when Andy was like, I don't like that you're bringing random people off of the street.
Oh, I know. Which, God, I agree.
Yeah, Watch What Happens Live is an exclusive thing. Gotta keep it exclusive, Bobby. But this is my thing. Everyone's all mad at Bobby, and I think that he has not displayed great behavior in his past on the season and in general. But we saw several times throughout the season Lauren straight up lying when she got caught in a lie. Like, she said she never talked about Hannah, and then Hannah confronted her, and then she was like, no, I never did. And Bugsy was like, you did.
Right.
Like, and we have it on camera.
Yeah.
We saw it. And I don't think that saying I'm a people pleaser is therefore saying it's cool that I lied about stuff.
Right. It can't be used as, like...
an excuse.
An excuse to lie.
Yeah. And I was just like, so when Bobby's saying, you're a liar, Lauren, I kind of, like, want to side with Bobby because just based on the fact that we've seen it in action in the season, I wouldn't put it past it to be that wasn't the first time that she's lied about something.
I need more evidence. I need the texts.
I know. And Andy's like, let it go. And I'm like, no, Andy, give us the text. Well, do we want to talk about the big surprise? That Malia and Wes are still together.
And were so weird and dodgy when it came to the question.
Right. I loved when Andy was like, don't lie to Daddy.
I know.
But yeah, like, didn't you learn, Malia, earlier hiding a relationship doesn't go well?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, I guess I understand how, like, it's not been good for their relationship, all of the public scrutiny.
Right.
And so they're trying to, you know, protect it from that. But at the same time, that's what you signed up for.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But I think I'm happy to hear. And I think because Adam is so cool with it, hopefully people will maybe, like, not be so mad at them being together. Because at the end of the day, if Adam's not mad, why should we be?
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about Adam because he was such a jerk at some points this season. But at the same time, at the reunion, like Andy said, he's kind of getting misty-eyed. Like, I don't believe him that he's completely over Malia.
Right.
He just wants true love like his dad found with his mom.
I mean, when he said that, I got a little, like, misty-eyed myself at my desk. I just was like, Adam, oh my God, how beautiful.
I'll find you someone.
And then I was like, you fall like Luann falls. Everything is terrible. So, yeah, that's basically my thought process. But yeah, we'll see who comes back, because I don't think a lot of them want to work together again.
Right.
If there's another season.
Right.
We don't know.
But there better be.
I know.
So we're just going to dive into the podcast, if that's cool.
Is this, am I supposed to see you guys? Is this a video?
Oh, no. Audio only.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing a video one. Perfect.
Hope you didn't spend too much time getting
even
ready.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm like, I'm set up on our boat. We're getting for a charter, and now I can kind of like multitask in a way.
Oh, great. All right, everyone.
And we're going to be getting our phones taken away soon for like a super high profile celeb.
Shut up. Who is it? We will put it in the podcast.
You have to tell us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's our secret.
Oh, no, I can't tell you guys.
Is it Ben Affleck? Just tell me that.
I mean, I can't let it get out because that's the elite yacht management way.
All right, we're just going to guess all day.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the whole podcast, us just guessing what celebrity is coming on your boat.
Well, let's hop into the interview. Hi, everyone. We are on the phone right now with Bobby Giancola from Below Deck Mediterranean. And Bobby is about to go on charter. Where are you right now, Bobby?
I'm in Marina Del Rey, California. Mm-hmm. And I am on one of our big boys, Lightstar.
Oh.
And we're going to have a nice little day cruise through the marina. And hopefully our guests have a good time.
Yeah. Well, you were just telling us about some of the amazing guests that no one else can know about, but we're very impressed.
Very impressed, if that gives listeners any hint at all.
Yeah, so it's been wild. We've had some serious high profile guests lately, and you got to keep it secret. You really step up. I mean, the game is always as best as we can, but you really obviously want to try and go that extra mile just because it's like, who are they going to tell to like, oh yeah, these guys are great. You got to go charter with them. Their service was amazing. And then, then just to see how nice people can be,
That's good to know.
What, on the flip side, what is like the worst that's ever happened? Like, what's the worst treatment from a charter guest that you've ever had? Like the craziest story?
Honestly, I have yet to have a bad charter guest.
That's
haven't. I mean, I don't know if that has to do with being exterior to interior, but even with our interior crew now, I mean, they're wild. There's wild parties, but it's almost, when it is that wild, it's kind of fun because it's a little bit more lax. But at the same time, there's no one has been a pain. Like, I cannot think of one instance where someone was like, oh my God, this person's a pain in the ass.
Mm. Except for maybe Jerry in this last charter.
Oh, so we're okay. We're going to that.
No, I was just making a joke. But I was shocking to watch for me, and I know Megan.
Yeah, definitely.
So at the reunion, we heard that you were driving boats. Now, are you working your way up to captain? Are you a bosun now? What's going on?
I'm
all of the above.
Working my way up to get my 100 ton. All of the above. I'm already, I'm within the company. I'm considered a first mate. I'm doing everything from as simple as washing the boat to changing engine heads and fuel filters, which are called like these Raycor filters, doing oil changes, changing out freshwater pumps, macerator pumps, poop pumps. I mean, everything. From the nitty gritty to the nice and clean to, white glove service. It's been crazy. And I'm learning tons and I'm driving boats. The biggest boat I've been docking is a 98 foot boat. One of the smaller ones was a 58.
Wow. Well, we definitely want to get into the reunion while we have you. And we know from personal experience, like having been there and watching some reunions happen, they can be so stressful. What was going through your mind that day when you guys were filming?
The biggest thing that goes through my mind is, people are so sensitive nowadays on social media, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but at the same time, get my point across.
Mm.
And that's hard to do. I'm a very, it just comes out. I just speak my feelings. And growing up, I always go back to like the fire department, being around dudes all the time, but the mouth of a sailor. And when you hear words all the time, they kind of stick with you. And so you sometimes situations you poor words or poor analogies, which is what I did on Watch What Happens Live the first time.
Is that something that you found hard this season, is getting across what you wanted?
Yes, because there's also obviously some faults of mine you know, I should have probably gone to Hannah about my feelings sooner. But there were so many things that happened prior to the film filming that, you know, it was kind of just pent up. And, you know, when she's doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you don't know why, but it's hard to say it, because if you say, then I look like I'm like the, you know, cocky guy that thinks every chick wants him, which is not the case. You know, and I think what to me was so frustrating is when we would do separate interviews or even just out on the streets together, Hannah and I, people would be like, oh, are you two ever going to get together? Blah, 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 blah. And I would always be light with it. I'd be like, no, we're like brother and sister. Or I even said it on the first time we were on Watch Your Albums Live. We're like the angry married couple. You know, we're always just bickering at each other, but we love each other at the same time kind of thing. Yet when she would answer those questions, she would belittle me, shoot me down, act like she was never into me, call, you know, make fun of my, you know, my appearance in a way like that I'm not attractive enough for her. And I got sick of it. And you know, when Watch What Happens Live happened, I'm not the best at live TV. Let's be real here. And my emotions got the best of me. And you know, seeing the clip and then dealing with what she had said the day before, I just, you know, I let it all out, and I let it all out in a poor way. Mm. So now I'm dealing with it.
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity to clear up any misunderstanding. I mean, who is Bobby? What do you want fans to know about you and who you are?
Well, it's, I want people to know that what they see from me is real, and I tell the truth. I don't have time for lies, because I learned at a young age, when you lie, it's much worse when it's found out. And lies are always found out. You know, right now it's tough, because it's the whole he said, she said game. And, you know, I sound like a broken record, but I've got, you know, things to prove it, and I can't. And I just stress that, guys, like, I'm telling the truth. Like, I have nothing. I have no reason. Why would I lie? I have nothing to gain by making that up. The things that I've said, I have nothing to gain. Like, why would I make that up to get myself in trouble? You know. And then, you know, I guess another thing is, you know, stuff I've seen is like how I came across as like this thirsty guy on TV, where it's like, I said like a couple times that Malia's attractive. Yeah, she's attractive. But why that translates into Bobby thinks he deserves every pretty girl on the planet, like, I don't know where that comes from.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's not that I'm, I don't know. I want people to know that I'm real. I'm legit. And I ask sometimes on social media, like, how can I prove it to you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell you how many private phone calls I've had with complete strangers just to tell them what's going on.
Well, if there was like one thing that you wanted to get across, what would that be?
That I'm an honest guy. You know, that's really it. I think that's the best attribute anybody could have. I've been screwed over so many times by liars that, you know, due to others as you would like to be done to yourself, you know? So don't lie, because I don't want anybody to lie to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth hurts, and you know, and that's how I am. Sometimes the truth isn't good, but it's the truth. And to me, my conscience is well at night knowing that I'm the honest one.
Do you feel like that's what sets you off in regards to Lauren at the reunion?
Well, a couple things with Lauren set me off was she wouldn't let me speak. You know, Andy asked me a question. I'm trying to answer it as smoothly and as fastly and as proper as I can without, you know, saying something stupid. Mm-hmm. And she just wants to keep chiming in and interrupt. And that what was so frustrating. And then the fact that she's just at the whole time, just she's like just adding on top of her lies. And it just blows my mind that literally a hand grab away is my phone with miles of text messages of I mean, she even another thing she added in on the reunion was that she said Ben played her. She played Ben with me as well. She was texting me saying, I miss you and I like you, show or no show. I want to see you. And so I screenshot that and I actually sent it to her saying that this is what she was saying to me. And she responds back saying, yeah, you know what's funny is I was with Ben when I texted you that. And I go, did you literally just admit to me that you're cheating on Ben trying to tell me that you miss me and you like me? Like, really? And I have all this stuff. And it's just she piles up all these lies and lies and lies. And for whatever reason, you know, people are believing it, I guess. I don't know. It's just mind-blowing.
A moment that I really responded to, I guess I'll say, on the show was, you know, you were when you were talking to your mom about just really wanting to find someone, I just really loved that moment. I felt like since you were able to, like, be vulnerable and we saw who you really are. And, you know, are you looking for something serious in this, like, yacht life? Is that possible? Is that why you maybe got so upset about everything?
You know, that it's a yes and no. I'm the kind of person, like, I'm not going to force anything. Like, if it happens, it happens. You know, I actually, like, looking back, or I should say, I guess, thinking back the reunion, I kind of wish I would have stepped in when, for Adam, when he said, you know, he fell in love with Malia, like, right away. Well, that's happened to me. That my last girlfriend, when I saw her, I knew that was who I was going to be with. And I had a girlfriend, and she had a boyfriend. And I broke up with my girlfriend the next day because I was so confident just by meeting her for the first time that we were going to be together. And, you know, her friend told me her and her boyfriend were on the rocks. They broke up, like, a few days later as well. Then my friend Jessica, like, brought us together, and it was like fireworks. And we were together ever since for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And we moved in with each other within 2 months. And it was literally the perfect relationship until the last 6 months. So you know, I feel for Adam in that aspect with what he went through, if what he was saying was true. And I not saying I had those fireworks with Lauren, but, like, when me and Lauren first got together, she was really cool. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, if I could get you on this boat, like, we could have such a great time together, like, an experience wherever we were going.
Mm.
And finding out that she was a yachty and all this stuff, I'm like, you should do it. You should try this out.
Right,
and so,
right.
And then the next, you know, and then it ended up happening.
Right. I understand that.
And then it all went downhill.
Right, right.
Because learning now, being in yachting for now a couple years, it really is a freaking small world. I mean, I'm out here and I'm seeing guys and girls that I've met in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
So it's only a matter of time before, I mean, just a side joke, I mean, it's only a matter of time before, you know, you're below deck is going to be everybody but, you know, friends or enemies on the boat because they all know each other.
Right, it really is that small of a world. Right, right.
It's that small. It's crazy. And even if it's not somebody you see, it's you meet somebody who's a friend of that person you know in Fort Lauderdale, or that person that you know is on some boat in the Med. It's crazy small.
You know, you mentioned Adam. I think there was a lot of, like, oh, a lot of his behavior during the season was acceptable because he was heartbroken. Do you think that, like, his kind of, like, attitude toward Hannah, the whole onion thing. Do you think that it was a reaction because he was heartbroken?
You know, I don't know because I don't really know Adam. You know, I saw a couple different sides. And so I didn't really get to know Adam that well, but you know, if the love was real from him, that it, like he says, you know, love makes you do stupid things. You know, and it really can screw your head up, for sure. I was just gonna say, you know, thinking back to the reunion and whatnot, you know, there was a lot of stuff that like I felt was being held back and not still truths weren't coming out, like with between things between Adam and Malia. You know, Adam wants to say he doesn't love her anymore. Well, I think he does. You know, I think he does still have strong feelings for her.
Right. I think so too, just based on the reunion.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting called to do something here. Crap.
Okay.
I'm slacked.
This is so exciting for me, by the way. I'm hearing like yacht terms and like I can only imagine what's happening over there.
Okay, guys, you go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to know if what is your current relationship status? Are you dating anyone right now?
Nope, right now, not dating anybody. Single and ready to mingle still.
Okay. Well, I'm sure lots of the ladies will be happy to know that.
Slack off on one. Hi, guys. I'm bouncing all over the place.
Yeah. No worries. We can let you go, Bobby. It sounds like there's slacking happening. I don't know what that means, but thank you so much, Bobby. This was great. But we'll let you go. It sounds like you're super busy doing yachty things, and good luck with all of the hours and the captaining and the driving the boat.
Of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Definitely.
Thank you again, Bobby. It was such a pleasure having you on and hearing you talk about all your yacht life and, you know, the season. And for you listeners out there, if it sounds a little garbled, it's because he was literally on a deck of a boat. Like, he would be yelling things like, slack! Or like, and you hear like a, ugh. God, we can stop if you need to, like, pull the boat in or something.
Isn't it funny, though, that, like, even though we're dealing with reality shows, do you find yourself saying, like, oh, he really works on boats?
Like, yeah. Like, even,
I don't know why.
He really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Slack is something.
The craziest thing happened during this interview. I had to write Rachel a note saying, oh my God, there's trouble with I have to go now. just a lot of crazy emails.
Basically, it was like a fire in the galley.
Yes.
And you had
to
go.
Yes, great analogy.
Thanks. Well, what a week. We say that every week. But seriously, that was insane.
And I really want to know everyone's thoughts about the Roni reunion and Below Deck reunion. I feel like both were super crazy.
Right. Like, whose side of everything are you guys on?
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth? Do you think Luann knew at the time that things were going to end?
Yeah. Right. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Don't use the hashtag The Daily Dish, which I accidentally searched yesterday, and I was like, why is all this food-related stuff coming up? So, hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
And you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb.
And me at Meg Segura.
You can find the show on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and anywhere else you can listen to podcasts.
Wherever you're listening, please leave us a review. It helps us a lot.
But some of you have been leaving reviews, and thank you so much. We wanted to shout out some of our favorites right now. So, Mob Fan, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You said that you could tell how much we love our jobs, and we do! I'm so glad that that comes across because, like, we pinch ourselves every day to work here. And thank you for leaving us such a nice review.
I wanted to shout out SC Lindsay because she likes our silly giggles.
Oh, thanks.
Sometimes, which we always wonder if we laugh too much.
Right. Sometimes we're like, was that too much laughter?
But we're genuinely just giddy girls.
Yes, we are. We're girly girls. Much like Megan King Eggman's his dog.
Right.
Bye.
See you next time.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me.